Hello, 3308. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Yeah, Mark, can you clarify something for me just so I'm not quoting the wrong thing? Wagons, the four-wheeled wagons that stretch out are not allowed to be transported on the bus unless they're collapsed?
Yes, unless they're collapsible, yeah, they're not typically allowed because they get in the way. But there's been a lot of different changes to the rules, so we're allowing dollies and such on as long as they're able to pull them out of the way and hold on to them. The situation with this wagon, will it be in the way if they were able to pull it in, like, over by maybe into the ADC area?
Well, I've already left the individual. I told her that, as far as I was aware, the policy was that we were not allowed to transport wagons of any kind, such as that one, and she had to collapse it. And she got argued at it and told me that I was going to do what I was told, and she just got off the 75, and she got off the MAX, and she wanted to argue with me, so I departed.
Okay, copy, and that's fine. It is kind of a gray area on that. The SOP doesn't really delve into it very deeply, but it just depends. If they're able to pull it out of the way and hold on to it, and then if you find that they aren't holding on to it and being safe with it, you can tie up the bus and you can call us, and we can go from there. But yeah, it all depends on how full your bus is and if there's enough room for it to get it out of the aisleway.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too, but yeah, I'm like maybe two away from standing capacity.
Understandable. Alright, take care, and you have a good night.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for allowing me to pick your brain, and you have a blessed night, and have a good night.
You as well, thank you. At 1719.